Well, good late afternoon, everyone doing audio mo on Audio Boom. This is Paul Hopkins, VR Podcasting, day 6 for me. Sorry, I've been getting a little bit behind, had a busy weekend. Oh, I was here, there and everywhere. I was in Swindon. It's in Wiltshire in England, near where Salisbury is, Stonehenge, all that kind of general area. Don't everyone come and beat me up about the fact that it's nowhere near Swindon, but you know what, it's in Wiltshire, it counts. Especially when there's 12,500 miles between me and some people that might be listening to this. A few miles isn't going to make any difference. Right, what am I talking about today? Well, I'm carrying on the thing with Boss Jock just for a minute because last of my audio moves, day 5, was wishing happy birthday to Boss Jock. And then Dave came on and was talking about an update with regards Boss Jock. What's going on for them day by day. They're taking part in Audio Moment 2 for the month of June for 2015. And he did mention, which is cool, sort of my history really with Boss Jock. And I just want to tell that story very quickly. And then I want to tell them, and maybe you if you're interested, how it was I recorded the happy birthday for the VR, the Paul Hopkins singers. If you heard that, well, don't. If you didn't, don't worry about it. You'll hear it now. If you did, then cool, you'll find out. First, just want to very quickly, it is an audio mo. So the idea is it's a moment. I do know that, so I'm going to try and keep all these two audio moments rather than audio going on for a long, long time, as I can sometimes do. So, day 5 was Boss Jock's birthday, 5th of June, 2 years old. And basically what it was for me, I first came across Boss Jock when I was looking in the App Store. I just think I put something in somewhere along the lines of, what was it? The ability to, I can't remember what it was, put in search. But search terms that sort of said basically a way of doing audio and voiceovers on the phone. And I came up with Boss Jock. And it wasn't accessible with voiceover. I wrote to a quick email, I think it was, or a tweet to Dave and Ed, and said, anything you can do? And within, I don't know, it seems like a day, but it's at most a week, they had a working version with all the labels done right for voiceover and help context and all kinds of other things. And then that, we did lots of beta testing together. I was using a lesser phone. I had an iPhone 4 at the time. I think 4S and 5 were out. And then we worked on some things for that, worked on how things could be done a little bit differently. And then other people started getting involved, of course, and, more radio heads than I, perhaps, and had some ideas around that. It was just a question of working things out for voiceover users and also doing some highlights so that darker backgrounds, lighter sort of buttons and things like that, big red button for the record. And all that kind of good stuff. So yeah, a lot of work went on there that I can, take some credit in terms of collaboration with. I was happy to do that. Really up to date, as Dave suggested, he's looking at some different options really for Boss Jock moving forward. Happy to say that I'm involved in that a little bit too. Well, I'm not saying too much because he didn't, so that's cool. But I think it is a question of watch this space. There are some very good things, especially if you're a brand new audio recording person. So this is, to get people really into where things kind of happen in a bit more of an automated way. For you, so that could be fun. That could be something to watch out for. You already have lots of good options with regard to how to upload. I mean, if it hadn't been for Boss Jock, it would have been so much more difficult to, put music on things and just really be creative. And I think creativity or innovation or explore or something might be. I think the title of something future that might be happening. I don't know. But those are the words I would use, having experienced some of the new things that are happening. So it is very much a question of watch this space. And I hope that that the guys won't mind me waxing lyrical a little bit on that without really saying too much. conversely, those of you out there look forward do some good stuff, because it is good stuff. Boss Chuck is very, very good. Very good way of doing audio on the fly. And you know that already. So, then it was actually Dave himself said, I'd love to know how you did the audio for... See, what I basically did was a happy birthday, but using multi-tracks. So, of course, there wasn't lots of mini-me's around all singing. So I'm going to try and walk through this. It's going to be a question of using mic trigger rather than mic lock. And as I start this up, I'll try and talk through it as best as I can. So this is what we had originally. This is the music that we started with on Friday when I put this out. So the music comes in. That's in SoundForge. I'm just putting some music there. And in a minute you'll hear a banquet hall kind of crowd as we fade in. And so I would have been doing my voice over here. Here's the crowd. They're all getting ready for listening to the Boss Chuck, the Paul Hopkins singers. I'm just going to get into mic trigger for a second. Okay, so in a minute we're going to hear some applause. And that was giving me my cue for the singers to come in. Now we're going to start off with the whole block harmony here, just to give you an idea of how it started off. Here we go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Then we start with one, two. That's me, happy melody, deep voice. Next harmony, then the third harmony.
Happy birthday to you.
A one, two.
And then flicking fingers.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear boss.
More flicking fingers. And Zimbua Boaz.
Happy birthday to you.
And then a beatbox and some percussive kind of shaker thing, which I did by wrapping my knuckles on my hands. And then an echo from the stadium.
Happy birthday to you.
So, and then was the out music for that particular thing, which I faded away, which is like, yeah, go on and party. So just to cover the last couple of bits, the stadium or the hall echo that I put for making like out that we were in that banqueting hall, that I kind of tried to match a little bit the sound that those singers might make if they're singing through a mic, within the context of what that hall sounded like. As in the ambient sound effect of people gathering around. Just used what I think it was a small hall setting on SoundForge, so it was back to SoundForge then. But so what about this middle bit? How on earth did I get all those things? Well, basically, those elements, the harmonies, the little beatbox, whatever, all that was using the LS14. The LS14 from Olympus, it isn't the only... audio recorder that has a digital recorder that has a thing called overdubbing on it, but it is one that does very, very, very well worth the money, in my opinion. There's about nearly £100 off the recommended retail price with Amazon at the moment, so you might want to go and have a look at that. So it's just over £100, I think, for the LS14. So yeah, you got on things like the LS100, which is the bigger sister or brother, whichever way you want to look at it, of the Olympus family. But it has a four-track recorder, but it hasn't got a patch, in my opinion, on the overdubbing capability of the that it has, and that its younger sibling, newer sibling maybe, and you would think lesser. But the LS14 really packs a punch. It's a smaller version of the LS100, really, but it has the same mic setup and as I said, has this overdubbing, but not a four-track. Go for overdubbing, because if you're visually impaired as well, with the fact that the LS14 and other Olympus recorders have voice output, so they've got a screen reader on them, that would be where my money would be. And then all you do is just keep recording over. So, happy birthday to you, listen back to it. Press the record button to overdub again. In short, I can tell you more details about it if you're interested. And then, so it's one button, then record again, and then you record over, one button, record again. And every time you do that, you're playing each track before So then it's a question of placing your head where you want the different bits to be, really, I guess. That's all I did. So I thought fingers need to be far left and right in terms of their flicking. Vocals needed to be centre, and then branching out as you went to harmonies and so on and so forth. So yeah, that's basically it. Conscious that I've been chatting for a bit. I hope some of this makes sense to you guys that are interested, and to those that aren't. If you have any questions that are but don't know what I'm on about or want to know more, then do ask some questions and I'll be happy to get back to you. Okay, this has been Audio Move for day 6 for me. I'll be on to day 7 and 8, 9, catching up, hopefully all being well. VI Podcasting signing out. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you all soon. Bye for now.